Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 482 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from Rocky. But before we get to Rocky's question, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com, a fan favorite here on the SPA podcast as a sponsor. I want to thank these guys because they're awesome. They help make recruiting super, super, super convenient. Because, you know, when you're trying to add more people into your business, whether you're a solo entrepreneur trying to expand or you have a team already and you're looking to fill a position or add new people to your team, it's just difficult to find the right people. And it takes a while because there's a lot of different job sites out there. Well, ZipRecruiter takes care of all that for you. One description on ZipRecruiter.com of what you're looking for, and they send it out to over 100 different job sites. Just cuts down the stress, and they also filter and find all of the top candidates for you too. So go ahead and check it out. It's free for you to use, ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. All right, here's today's question from Rocky.
Hey, Pat, this is Rocky. This is really exciting. I want to ask you this question. How do you bounce back? I know that whenever I launch something and I think it's, oh, this is amazing. The hundreds of people, thousands of people are going to be really excited about it. The one or two pieces of negative feedback always gets me. And I want to know how you deal with that. I know that you always put yourself out there and, you know, that not everyone will like it, but I want to know what's your secret? How do you just bounce back? Thanks. Love your show.
Hey, Rocky, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I'm sorry to hear about some of the struggles that you've had. And, you know, I am sorry, and I'm not also. And I don't want to sound harsh, but it's just part of the process of becoming an entrepreneur. And I hope me saying it in this way just lets you know that this is something that everybody goes through, Rocky. I go through this all the time. You put yourself out there as an entrepreneur, and you will experience failure. If you watch Shark Tank, you will notice that people fail all the time. But people bounce back too. And they bounce back by realizing that they are passionate about what they're doing, that they know that what they're doing is actually helping people. And the few negative comments, they don't matter. And the truth is, if you are creating something and it's amazing and it's bold and it's life-changing, you know, it's not going to change everybody's life. And unless you are getting people who are disagreeing with you or who are not happy with the way you're doing things, then maybe you're not going big enough. Because the haters, as they say, are a sign that you're doing something right. I have my own batch of haters. Everybody has their own batch of haters. And if you don't, then I worry because maybe you're not going big enough. And so, Rocky, I just want to encourage you to keep moving forward because you do have something to offer. And the other thing is, I love this game of entrepreneurship, because you won't get things right the first time. But figuring out what the right solution is so much fun. It's so fun to kind of figure it out. And that's the cool thing about doing online business in this way is, like, you know, it's not going to cost you too much to fail. And actually, the only real failure is if you hear those negative comments, you get that negative feedback, and you just give up. No, you use that as inspiration. And the other thing is, and this goes back to a video that I watched a long time ago that was really helpful for me when I was going through a period where I was not working for about 3 weeks because of what a single person did and said about what I was doing. I watched this video from Derek, and it basically said every second you waste with a hater or thinking about those negative comments is a second you're taking away from the people who actually need you. And I was doing my audience a disservice by just getting down in the dumps about this person who was doing these bad things. Just really, really crazy what this guy was doing. He was leaving negative comments, paragraphs of negative comments about why I was a fake, why I was doing all this kind of stuff, and how I was just a con artist, and posting that on every single blog post and every single podcast episode that I had ever been featured in the comments section. And I started getting emails from some of my friends who had featured me on their show or mentioned me in their blog post. And it was like, who's this guy? And it was the same thing that was copy and pasted across, it must have been nearly 100 different websites. And I eventually reached out to this guy because I was like, how could you do this to me? And this is totally unreal. And he eventually said, well, I knew you were popular. And so I thought this would help bring traffic to my website. Yeah, totally. I wouldn't be able to go to sleep if I was doing things in that way. But anyway, I bounced back from that. I've gone through a number of different failures too. I've spent over $15,000 trying to build WordPress plugins back in 2010, which were completely failures. I never saw the light of day with any of those plugins. And, you know, you just bounce back and learn from your mistakes, because now I have a WordPress plugin. It's a podcast player, and it was a solution that was built for me and some of the issues that I was having. And it's at smartpodcastplayer.com, and I've taken things much slower. I've made sure to get feedback and validation for the things I was doing before I actually spent a whole bunch of money on them, which is probably the other thing that you could do too, Rocky. Before you move on to your next project, there's a lot of things you can do to validate that idea or actually get a little bit more of a support system in place before you move forward, not just in terms of people and colleagues and things like that, but also, you know, people who will end up being customers for those things, or readers or subscribers or viewers. And to get some direct feedback from a small group of people can be so useful. And again, it's feedback, not anything negative. And again, if people are just completely disrespectful to you, then they're not even worth wasting any time on. They're not anybody who adds any value. They're not anybody who would ever become a customer anyway. So don't even worry about them. Focus on those who will use your stuff, who do need your help, and just have fun with it, because that's what it's all about. It's about making mistakes so you don't make them again next time. So you make mistakes, and every mistake, every failure is a one step closer to that success. And as Babe Ruth says, every strike brings me closer to the next home run. And you also don't need a home run. You could still score by hitting singles and doubles and triples. So anyway, Rocky, I hope that gives you some encouragement. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for anybody else out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just hit up askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank ZipRecruiter.com for making it really easy for everybody out there to hire more people for their team. And again, like I said earlier, it just makes it really easy and convenient, because hiring people is stressful. You got to find the right people. You got to put a job description on every single job website out there. Well, ZipRecruiter does that for you. You just place your job description on ZipRecruiter.com, and then they send it out to over 100 different job sites for you. Plus, they filter and find and give you the best top candidates. Like, how could you lose with something like this? You can't. So go ahead and check it out for free at ziprecruiter.com/pat. Again, that's ziprecruiter.com/pat. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. And here's a quote very relevant to today's episode by Thomas Edison. He said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.